Hamish, fantastic to see you here in the semi-finals again, and just must be fantastic to be part of such a well-run sort of show that Queensland Country is.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we pride ourselves on being toughness, and you know, I'm pretty sure we've shown that to all our fans, and you know, we've also proven that we can score points, and I think that's an exciting thing for the crowd.
Yeah. Yourself, of course, 12 months ago, you were on the edge of actually going to Canberra, and Filippo doing us all the big favour and cleaning up in the last 10 minutes after a very, very tight final, but back in the finals again. And have you improved in your game? You've had some injuries here and there, and you've had the experience of being part of the St George Bank Queensland Reds, but overall, how have you seen your season?
Oh, I think it's been pretty solid, you know. Getting a good bit of game time in Supers obviously helped my game and improved my craft, but I'm just hoping to, you know, just build on what I can do next year.
It's interesting, you're the evil man who took over from Quade Cooper. Did you feel any sort of pressure, or you just thought, oh, look, I can't control the outside noise, I'm just going to worry about what I'm doing. I've got a, you know, NRC title under my belt, I'm wearing a, you know, Reds jumper, all this other stuff is just garbage.
Yeah, definitely. I think just you took the word straight out of my mouth. You know, I had the good people around me and just benefited off that. So I'm pretty happy with how we went this year, and you know, the stats show that we went all right. So, which that's all you need. So we're looking forward to next year, getting a good preseason.
Yeah. Did Brad Thorne change as a coach when he went from being the coach of the NRC side to being the Reds coach, or it was just a little bit more intensity cranked it up because? Course, the professionalism cranks up, everybody gets paid, and there's more commitment that has to be made to be part of the Vodafone Super Rugby competition.
Yeah, I think Thorny said the way he normally is. He's a quiet character, but when he listens, everyone listens. So I think he's doing his job well, and he'll continue that in going into next year.
Yeah. Of course, you're part of the Downs experience. Tell us a little bit about your time in Toowoomba, and have a get back out there and have a bit of a poke around.
Yeah, no, I'll try and get back there when I can. It's pretty busy at home now with the following season, so we're pretty flat out. I'll try and get back there to help Dad and my brother out, so when I can.
You've been knocked around by the drought like everybody else, or it's not been too bad?
Yeah, no, we've been knocked around a fair bit. We've just had to start buying hay, but we're pretty lucky we got irrigation, so, you know, we're looking forward to this rain that we're getting now, and, you know, hopefully it can continue and hopefully get a good crop out of this.
Yeah. Tell us what your property, where it is, and what you blokes get up to.
We're about 30 minutes out of Toowoomba, about probably 5 minutes away from Pittsworth, and we breed thoroughbreds, and we got our own agriculture there, and we sell a bit of seed and a bit of hay as well. So, but it's pretty tight now, so we have to keep our own hay.
Finally, of course, you've had one great year under your belt as far as pro rugby. Are you doing any study or having a look at that, or are you just going, look, let's have a couple of years to get our eye in the professional scheme of things and worry about study a little bit later? And Queensland Rugby are looking after you in regards to that?
Yeah, so I'm down at Bond University studying a Bachelor of Sports Management, so I'm already halfway through my degree, so I'm just chugging along with that, so when I can. So it's pretty good down there, going to the beach, so I'm living a pretty good life.
Watch out, Dave Hanrahan. He doesn't want the CEO's job, Dave. He's just got warming the seat just for you, Hamish. So we wish you all the best, man. We wish you all the best in what should be the start of a stellar career. And, we'll certainly pray for more rain and hope there's going to be more of it, because we've certainly all been doing it tough through this corridor from about Maitland all the way up into the Downs. And we wish you all the best moving forward.
Yeah, thank you very much.